I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever heard a preacher say, "If there was one question you could ask Jesus, what would it be?" Some might respond, "Well, I would ask, why did you let my mother or dad die?" Or some might say, "Why is there suffering in the world?" Probably there would be many questions that would flood your heart and mind to ask the Lord Jesus. The disciples did have a question burning on their hearts and minds as they asked him right before he ascended to heaven. Listen to what they said. "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. They asked, "Are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" In their hearts and minds, they wanted Jesus to act and do it right now. Do you ever get that way with God? "Lord, I want you to do it now." Jesus said it was up to his Father, whose timing is perfect. "But I have something better for you." What was that? His Spirit. Jesus said in verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Christ told his disciples that they would receive God's outpouring of his Spirit upon them. That would give them power, not man-made power, but God-given, God-anointed, God-directed power. Power to be his witness. Where? In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. God's power manifested in the life of the follower of Christ flows from the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in their heart. They supernaturally become Christ's witness to all. The Apostle Paul referred to this as being Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. "We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Do you think of yourself as Christ's ambassador, as his representative to others around the world? Wherever you go, you represent him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many at first find this overwhelming, but it is obtainable and doable because the Holy Spirit gives every believer that power, that God-given ability to be Christ's witness, his representative, his ambassador to those around them. Why? So that those around you can see Jesus and come to know Jesus and their hearts be reconciled to God. You are giving a testimony of what Jesus has done in you, for you, and through you. Part of the restoration of the kingdom is first being Christ's witness. Others see Jesus, discover the love of God, how Christ forgives, heals, restores, and makes them new. Jesus gives hope, and his power penetrates the hardest heart with his love. A powerful change takes place. It's a testimony for God's glory. And you are his witness, his ambassador, if you put your faith in Christ. Let Jesus shine through you. Don't be afraid to tell your story, how God changed you, how you came to faith in Jesus Christ. Speak his truth. Others need to hear about how Jesus saves, how he saved you. They may just turn from their sin and believe and be saved. To this we pray, and we are his faithful witness and representative. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.